Today is Songkran, the Thai New Year. Actually, New Year that they borrowed from the Indians. In Thailand, they actually celebrate the New Year four times in the course of a year. January 1st, then the Chinese Lunar New Year. And then there's actually a Thai New Year, which was the new moon that just passed. And now Songkran. So you get four chances to start the year right. This is your last chance. When you think of starting things, you want to look back at the basics. As the Buddha said, there are two qualities that lie at the basis of all skillful qualities. One is purified virtue, and the other is your views made straight. In other words, your precepts are clear. You hold to them in all circumstances. And you hold to them not only externally, but also internally. In other words, you can make sure that your intentions are that you would never want to kill or steal or break any of the precepts. That's when the virtue is really pure. As for views made straight, you believe there is such a thing as actions and their results. There's this world, the next world, and we go to the next world based on our actions. And there are people who know this. It's not just a theory that somebody thought up. It's people, noble ones, have discovered that this is the truth about the way life is and how we shape our lives. So when you have that belief that your actions really do make a difference, it makes it a lot easier to make sure that your virtues are purified. And then the Buddha says, based on this, you develop the four foundations of mindfulness, or the establishings of mindfulness. So you pretty much got the whole Eightfold Path there. Purified virtue covers right speech, right action, right livelihood. Views made straight covers right view, right resolve. And then starting the practice of mindfulness, you've got right effort, right mindfulness, and it leads to right concentration. I think the Buddha focuses, though, on the views and the virtues, because those really are basic. In another context, he says, of your various possible possessions, things that you could lose, if you lose either of these, you're really lost. You can lose your wealth, you can lose your health, you can even lose your relatives. And it's not that serious, because we get these things back. But you lose your virtue and you lose your right view. That's serious, because you can do a lot of harm to yourself and other people for a long time. So as you start the last chance of starting a new year, make sure you start it right, based on purified virtue, based on views made straight. And when you've got a good start like that, then the rest of the year will unfold from that. And whatever happens outside, you make sure that your contribution to the year is a good contribution. That's when it's truly prosperous. The Buddha also adds that when you make a vow, if you're virtuous, your vows are more likely to come true. So if you have any New Year vows, again, think about purifying your virtue, straightening out your views, and then go on from there.